We are in Siman Tov Kuf Zayin. We did yesterday the intro to Sif Beis. So we're going to go through Sif Beis again. We went through the Gemara. Okay, it's starting to come together. Baruch Hashem. So just quickly, yesterday we went through the Gemara from Rav Masna. Wood that falls into the oven, okay, you're allowed to add wood onto that. The wood that fell off the tree on Yontif is muksa, and we said that you're allowed to add other kosher wood, non-muksa wood that's prepared to be used for, that's whatever, prepared wood, and to be mevatalit. So the Gemara says, how could you be mevatel issa lechatchila? We know bitel is a bidyevin. I can't call lechatchila to be mevatel something. So the Gemara says, that's by a daraisa. By the Rabbanan, you can be mevatel. Then the Gemara says, but even if it's the Rabbanan, we have a rule that a davar sheyesh lo matirin, something that's going to become mutter on its own, we don't apply the rules of bitel. So why do bitel now? Have patience, wait till tomorrow, and tomorrow it'll be mutter. You won't need to apply any rules of bitel. Then the Gemara answered that question by saying, this is an exception to the rule. Because mikla kali isura, because you're only really using the wood after it's already disappeared, after it's already been destroyed, after it's been burnt to a crisp, to a coal, and you're using just the heat. You're not using it while it's actually there. Okay, now the Beis Yosef brings down Aran. And this is a subject of debate, which we'll soon see. The Ran wants to say, this is only if there already was kosher wood in the oven. There was kosher wood in the oven. Fell some wood off the tree right into the tanur, but it's not batel, and now I'm allowed to be mevatelit. But if there was nothing in the oven to begin with, that's going to be usser. It's going to be usser to bring in the kosher wood. Okay, that's a machlekes, but the Ram brings down the opinion that there has to be kosher wood in the tanur. The other thing that the Ram says, that and we kind of mentioned this yesterday, because the Ram all paskins this way, that it only works if you can't recognize which wood is the kosher wood and which wood is the non-kosher wood. But if you can recognize it, then it's not going to be batel, because the rules of bitel are only relevant if you can't recognize the isser. If I see the isser, then it's not batel. There's no bitel by something that I can see and pull out. Now, the Ramah paskins like this, Ran, it has to be that you don't recognize it. And the Bach seems to say, the Bach disagrees with the Ramah, basically. And he says, because in the end it's all going to be burnt up anyway, so it's not going to be Niker at that point, and that is good enough. Okay, now, the tour in Yoredeya, Simen Tzadi Tes, which discusses the Isser of Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechatchila. The tour in Yoredeya Tzadi Tes, Erev Tov, Tzevi and Mali. The tour in Yoredeya Tzadi Tes brings down a machlekes between the Rashba and his father, the Rosh. The Rashba says that we learn from the case over here that by an Issa Durabanan, if it's all Durabanan, not, it's Ikaro Durabanan, not like Trumas and Mises, which is supposed to be Daraisa, but now it is Durabanan, or it's Daraisa by this, you know, by Dagon, Tirosh, Vietzar, but by cucumbers it's only Durabanan, that's not called Ikaro Durabanan. Something like Muksa, which is Ikaro, the whole thing is Durabanan. So you're allowed to be mevatlin issa lechatchila. So what we have over here in Beit Zedap Dalet, we can extend to all other isurei derabanan, the ikaran derabanan, that the rule of ein mevatlin issa lechatchila does not apply. The Rosh disagrees with the Rashba, and he says, no, you cannot learn from Eitzim Shenoshu. We are in the introduction. We're to Tov Kuf Zayin. The Rosh holds that this heter is very limited. It's limited to our case in Beit Tadav Dalid because of this Mikla Kali Isura, because the Isser is going to be burnt up and not be recognized whatsoever. So it has a different set of rules, and therefore I can't take the halachas that we're learning over here in Beis Adav Dalet and apply it to other Isurei Derabbanan. That's what the Rosh says. Now, what's interesting is that we kind of mentioned some of this yesterday, but the Gemara only comes to Mikla Kali Yisuro when it's answering the Kasha of Dava Sheyesh Lo Matirin. A Dava Sheyesh Lo Matirin, if you wait till tomorrow, it'll be Mutter. The rule is, if it's going to be Mutter tomorrow, I don't apply Bittel today. Have patience, wait till tomorrow, don't do Bittel today. So the Gemara said, why? You're allowed to be Mevatel, the Eitzim that are Muksa. Wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow won't be Muksa anymore, won't be Yantif. And finish, why apply Bittel today if I could use it tomorrow? To that, the Gemara answered, Mikla Kali Isura. Now here it's different because the Issa is being burnt up. Now, this Mikla Kali Isura is applied by different Rishonim in all different aspects and all different, it's not just used to answer the Kasha Adava Sheish Lo Matir. Right? Over here, the Rush wants to say, that the only reason that we say that you can be mevatel iser lechatchila by yedir rabbanan is because of mikla kali isura. So they apply the mikla kali isura to all different aspects of the sugya, and then the whole discussion if you need to have wood in there. Now, okay, that I guess we'll see in the sharetz. Yeah. Okay, now one more point. So the first Gemara I said over yesterday, which I don't know if it was so clear, and maybe I shouldn't have said it over because it's a little bit complicated, but Rabbi Yochanan talks about if wood falls into the oven on Shabbos, so then if the next day is Yontif, I'm not allowed to use that wood. Shabbos Yontif. Even though Beitza Shenolda B'Shabbos is Mutter the next day on Yontif, it's two separate Kedushos. Here, Rabbi Yochanan says it's Aser. Why is it Aser? Basically, he comes up with some Dirabbanan Dikur reason, because you'll think that it was only Aser yesterday because you're not allowed to light a fire. But if not for the fact that you're not allowed to light a fire, if it would fall out on Yontif, it would be Mutter on Yontif. And therefore, we have to Aser from Shabbos into Yontif, just like on Yontif itself. Now, I said I had a hard time with this because the Tur brings down from his brother Rabbeinu Yechiel, who wants to compare it to the Gemara and Beitz Adav Beis Amad Beis, that when Shabbos prepares for Yontif, and that's how Rabbah explains the case, a Beitz Shanol to be Yontif is Aser, because if it was laid on Yontif and yesterday was Shabbos, it was finished on Shabbos, and Shabbos prepared it to be laid on Yontif, and Shabbos is not allowed to prepare for Yontif, Hachana de Rabbah, and it's an Issa d'Oraisa to eat such an egg. So Rabbeinu Yechiel wants to say, wood that falls off the tree on Shabbos, so then Shabbos is preparing it for Yontif. And therefore, it's now a type of muksa that's Aser min haTorah because of this Hachana de Rabbah. Okay, Rabba brings the pasuk in Beshalech, V'haya b'yom ha'shishi, by the mon, V'hechinu es asher yaviu, Chol prepares for Shabbos and Yontif. But Yontif doesn't prepare for Shabbos, and Shabbos doesn't prepare for Yontif, and many understand that it's a Doraisa. So once it's Doraisa, says Rabbeinu Yechiel, so then the whole heter of adding wood to be mevatalit disappears. The whole heter is the aim of Vatlan Issa the Chatchila is not relevant by the Rabbanon, but we just turned our sugi into a Daraisa, according to Rabbah, says Rabbeinu Yechiel. And therefore, once it's a Daraisa, you're not allowed to add wood to be Mevatalit, and you are stuck. Agav, Tosis over there asks a very beautiful Kasha, Dalet Amud Beis, Tosis Dibur Masla Vahaya. If you're looking to fall madly in love with Torah, you look at this Tosis, and he asks a beautiful kasha. He says, wait a second. According to Rabbah, Chol Mechin the Yontif, Chol Mechin the Shabbos. Ein Shabbos Mechin the Yontif, that we understand. Ein Yontif Mechin the Shabbos. So he said, if Yontif can't prepare for Shabbos on a Torah level, how does the Derabbanan Dekei Erev Tavshilin allow us to prepare and cook from Yontif to Shabbos? This is Tosis Kasha. To which Tosis answers, no problem. It's Rabba Lishitasa, because in Psachim, Daf Mem Vav, Rabba is the one who says that someone who bakes Ha'ofer Miyontav L'chol Eino Loke, he's not Chayiv Makas Min HaTorah, even though perhaps he really should be, and perhaps he really did, was Oivar an Issa Daraisa, but it's not an Issa Daraisa, Ho, Lo Mikli Orchim, because guests could come, and even though he's popped, he can't eat a morsel of bread. But he does cooking or baking on Yontif for Chol. He's not Chayiv Makas because a whole bunch of the whole yeshiva can come visit him Yontif afternoon and they'll gobble up all of the whatever it is that he cooked and he baked, and therefore it downgrades it from an Issa Daraisa. It's now only an Issa Dirabanan. So in theory, on a Torah level, according to Rabbah, to prepare for Yontif the Shabbos would be awesome in a Torah. But because theoretically could be eaten on Yontif itself, it's now only Asur Midrabanan. Once it's only Asur Midrabanan, so then comes along the Erev Tavshilin and matters preparing, or at least cooking and baking, from Yontif to Shabbos. Okay, that's Erev Tavshilin. We actually kind of discussed that when we learned Hilchos Erev Tavshilin. It's not relevant for what we're discussing, but it just addresses that over there. That's in Tosis, that's on Daf Beis on a Beis. If I said Daf Dalet, I made a mistake. The two Gemaras on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and then Hachana de Rabba is on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Okay, we are now ready, Be'ezrat Hashem, to take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, even though we took a look at the Shulchan Aruch yesterday, but now we are more prepared to look at the Shulchan Aruch. Tav Kuf Zayin Beis. Af api she'etim she'nashu min ha'deka b'yantav ha'b'shabes she'lefanav Osir lahasikan, even though wood that fell off the tree into the oven. No, it didn't fall into the oven. Here it's etim shenashu min hadeka biyantiv. Stam, it fell off the tree on yantiv, or obishabis shelafanav, or Shabbos before yantiv. Osir lahasikan, you're not allowed to use this firewood. Mishmar sifkatan. Hey, mishu muksa. Shaharehe mechubarim bein hashmashes, because it was attached to the tree bein hashmashes. Ve'od mishum shema yalevi yitlosh. Maybe he'll go and he'll detach it on Yontif itself. Or Shabbos that comes before Yontif, mishibrisiv katava, mishum de'ein, Shabbos mechin liyontif. The rule is that Shabbos is not mechin liyontif. But, continues the Mechaber, Im nashu b'yantif b'toch ha'tanur, if it fell on yantif, slam dunk straight into the oven, marbe alem etzim muchanim, you're allowed to take etzim, prepared wood, which is not muksa on yantif, add it to the oven. Okay, here the Ramah adds, like we mentioned in the intro, shelo yihyu atzei issa nikarim, following regular standard laws of bittul, the iser dika wood for it to be bittul has to be not recognizable. Umavatlan, and you mavatl it. Ubavachli gabahem achis batlu barov. You can't start poking with the fire and playing with the fire until you are mavatl it barov. Aval. Im nafo b'tanur b'shabbos, if it fell boom into the oven on Shabbos. And the next day is Yontif, Aser la'asikan b'yontif shel acharav. You can't then light it on Yontif shel acharav, afilu ayidei bitl barov. So the Mechaber brings down over here, just like Rabbeinu Yechiel Achi HaRosh. They point out, the tour first brought down the regular shita that's mutter. In the end he says, that my brother holds that it's Aser because it's Daraisa Achana Darabba. That's what Mishmar says, Sifkot in Yugimel. Afilu ayidei bitl barov. The Isser, Mishmar Sifkot in Yugimel, the Isser hachon humi daraisa. Ube daraisa, aim of atlin Isser. The rule of aim of atlin Isser the Chatchila is certainly relevant to Yisurah daraisa. This becomes an Isser daraisa. And therefore, it's going to be Isser. Let's take we're not going in order, but that's fine. Look at the Bir Halacha. Afilu ayidei bitl barov. Now, I was a little bit bothered by this because, although I thought it was a stira, because the Gemara doesn't say this. Rabbi Yochanan talks about this scenario, and he holds that it's aser. Now, he doesn't tell us, Rabbi Yochanan explains it's aser because of some gzera derabbanan, what you might think if it fell off on Yantif. So Rabbi Yochanan clearly holds that it's only aser midrabbanan. And this Rabbeinu Yechiel is pulling out Shitas Rabbah from Daf Beis. I forgot to look at what Rabbi Yochanan holds on Daf Beis, because there's like four different mahalchim in how to understand the first Mishnah Maseches Beitza. I don't have the Gemara here. I don't remember what Rabbi Yochanan said over there. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have to agree with Rabbah. Rabbah doesn't have to agree. Rabbah doesn't have to agree to Rabbi Yochanan. So look at the Bir Halacha. Look at the Bir Halacha. Dibur Maschil Afilu Al Yedei Bitul Barov. Says the Bir Halacha. Da. Disvarzu Lav Lukulei Almahu. Umitur Gufa Muchach Betchilas Dvarv de Bukulu Mahani Bitul Barov. El Sha'achak Achemi Das Arab Rabbi Chiel. Not everyone agrees with this Mahalach. And in fact, the Tur himself, when he brought it down, he first brings down that it's mutter to be mavatel, but my brother holds that it's aser. So even the Tur, who's the source, I mean, is bringing his brother, in the first mahalach seems to hold it's mutter. V'ayin babach shekosav gankin demishar poskim mashad degam hachona zu eina ela midrabanan. The other poskim also hold it's only midrabanan. The Gra brings down the Ran, who holds that it's only midrabanan. Meaning the cash that the Tur is fine. The Tur brought down the first opinion's mutter. The second opinion is his brother holds it aser. Fine to say that. But the Shulchan Aruch only brought down Rabbeinu Yechiel. Didn't bring down the Iker opinion of the Tur, and didn't bring down these other Rishonim, the Ran, and others who hold that it's only an Issa Durabbanan, like a regular case of falling into the oven on Yontif itself. It's also like hard to understand. It fell into the oven on Shabbos. The next day on Yontif, it's worse than if it would have fallen into the oven on Yontif itself. That's the Gra brings down that Svara from the Ran. I thought I wrote it down here somewhere. Right, so perhaps you could argue on the whole Hachana Durabba business. The Gra is not going with that approach. Hachana Durabba by Beitza Shinol Dabi Yantif Achashab is that's Beseder. But he doesn't like the Dimin. He doesn't like the comparison to compare that case to this case. Let's continue in this Bir Halacha. V'chein b'chev in motion not to the Hakka Gam Bazai Dei Bitzel Barov V'ayim b'bir Agro b'beis Meir. A lot of poskim are very bothered by the fact that the Mechaber just brings this down stam, that it's considered Issa D'Oraisa, and therefore you can't do the rules of Bittul. V'ayin od b'mogin Avram Shekosav, d'in l'shubi Yantiv, if the wood would have fallen off the tree on Yantiv, l'kulei alma ein osa b'shabesh el acharav ela midrabanan. Let's say it's the other way. Let's say it's Yantiv going into Shabbos. If it would have fallen off the tree on Yantiv, then everyone would agree that the Shabbos afterwards it's only midrabanan, because on Yantiv itself it's only midrabanan. To be Yantiv atzma nami mutu lasika midaraisa. On Yantiv it's only midrabanan. Zer muksa yimashem yalevi yitlosh. El derabanan aser mishum zera di yalevi yitlosh. Vim kain midaraisa reachina Yantiv atzma. So minatera the Yantiv prepares itself. Okay, then he gets into heterim to use the wood on Shabbos itself. Where there's a heter, Amir la'akum, if it's freezing cold, then you're allowed to ask the guy to do even an issa d'oraisa of heating up the oven to warm up the house. Because, makom choli, lo gazu, okay, ayin sham and siman, at the end of reish, ayin vav. Fine. Okay, so, When you have Shabbos going into Yontif, the Mechaber goes like Rabbi Yechiel that it's aser, and Mishabura Bialacha point out from many poskim it's not so pashut that there are many mekilim, and the comparison to Beit Hashanolda is not 100%. It's not valid. It's not 100%. Not everyone agrees on it. Let's just say that it's not 100% agreed upon. Okay, we're in Tavkuf Zayin Beis. Now let's go back to Sifkatan Zayin. We're in Tav Kuf Zayin Bei Sifkatan Zayin. And the Mechaber tells us, if the wood fell off the tree on Yontif, slam dunk into the oven, you're allowed to add, and the wood is muksa, you're allowed to add kosher wood, non-muksa wood on Yontif, to be mevatel the muksa wood. The Mishabur Sifkatan Zayin, second line, Umayri Shayu Od Eitzim Batanur. So that is Shita Saran. That's all discussion. Do we need that there's other wood in the oven in the first place when the Atzei Muksa are falling in? In such a case, so when the Ran brings down this idea, he points out that there are other Girsos in the Gemara. We don't have this Girs in the Gemara. Our gears in the Gemara is just marbe lehem eitzim muchanim umasikan, but the gears that the Ran brings down is mosif umarbe. Mosif meaning there are already atzei heter. There's mutter wood already in the oven, and now fell in the muksa wood off the tree on Yontif, and now I am mosif the more kosher wood to be mevatelit. But if it's just the iser wood, that's like taking the chatchila and iser derabanan and throwing it into the chicken soup in a way that it's batel. So obviously you can't do that. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. K'dimavur b'yordeh simen tzadi tesif hey ayin sham, that you can't just take an iser, even though we have a rule of you can be mevatel iser derabana, you can be mevatel iser lechatchila when it's an iser that's ikaro derabanan. It's the whole thing is derabanan. It's only when it first fell into something heter. Now I can't lechatchila take the whole thing and some iser derabana and throw it into my chicken soup. Va'afil la'ramoshem shemachmir midavatel iser lechatchila. Even though the Ramah is machmir, mo dehacha mishum deha iser nisraf. That means the Ramah over there holds that you can't be mevatel iser lechatchila even if it's ikara derabanan. But in this case, it's going to be mutter because the iser is getting all burnt up. And that, we said, is like Shitas HaRosh. The Torah brought down the Machlok is Rash Barosh. Rash says we can apply this to other Yisuri Rabbanan. The Rash says no, it's limited to this case over here because the Isser is going to be burnt up. Again, we keep finding this idea of the Isser getting burnt up. The Rishonim keep applying it to all different, even the Gemara used it, in my humble opinion, you know, in just a very, the Gemara asked a question and gave an answer, but that answer is now being used in every aspect of the sugya, like everywhere you turn, they're throwing that idea out. Look in the Sharat Siyun Ois Yud Zayin. It's a rough one. Mog Avraham B'Shem Haran. That you need to have kosher wood in the oven when the Isser fell in. So it's already a taroves. It's already a mixture. And now you're going to throw in some more to be mevatel, the Isser Durabonon Dika wood. That's what the Rashba wrote. Maybe it's more lenient over here because of this mikla kali. So even it's if you don't have any wood of heter in the oven, you can just go straight be mavatul yisad derabon. Even with that other wood there. The Rashba himself wasn't 100% sure about it. Now he gets into the whole thing of, we're talking about bittel. Bittel, again, normally means, like the Ran tells us, like he's writing over here, that you don't recognize the Isser. If I recognize the Isser, it's not called bittel. Take out the Isser. Finish. Now, so to make a long story short, if there needs to be kosher wood in there, lechatchila, or not, is a machlok yes Rishonim. If the regular rules of bittel apply, and we'll see more about this in a minute, meaning that you can't recognize the wood, which doesn't sound, I don't know how practical that is. I don't know. I don't have an oven underneath a tree that has wood falling into it to figure out which is the mutter wood and which is the usser wood. You know, it would seem like you would recognize it. Okay. Mishavar Sivkot and Ches. Marabalem Eitzim Muchanim. The Avagav, the Eitzim Eilu Yeshem Matirin Lamachar, even though it's a Davar Sheyeshem Matirin, it'll become mutter tomorrow. And the general rule is Davar Sheyeshem Matirin, Nefilu Be'elef Lo Batil, that if it has a Hetzer tomorrow, Afilu Be'elef Lo Batil, and even by Yisurah Durabanan, Yisizek Kila Tvei, Sheri Iker Anos, Eitzim Bala Achar Asaka, Mikla Kali, which is, that's how the Gemara used this answer, that it's going to be, The ikar isser of the wood is going to disappear. The wood disappears when it's burnt in the oven. And next line, skip a line. So Chazal were makil over here. Then there's all discussion, what if you mamish want to use the flame? Usually you wait till the fire burns out and use the coals, and it's mikli kol yisur. The isser disappeared, but what if you want to use the flame itself? You want to roast your weenie at the bonfire, at the camp Moganav overnight, or your marshmallow, or you just don't have patience to wait till the fire goes down. So that's already a whole discussion. It's discussed at length in Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha. Dibar Maskel Marbe, you could look there for homework. We're going to go right there. Continues the Mishnah Mechaber. Im Noshu B'Yantiv Tocha Tanur fell into the Tanur on Yantiv. Marbe Aleim Eitzim Muchanim, you could add Eitzim Muchanim. Shelo Yu Atzei Isini Karim. Here the Ramah says, like the Ram, that you have to make sure that it's not Nika, that you don't recognize it. Umavatlan. Umavatlan Yigabim, but don't touch anything until it becomes Batul Barov. Look at the Bir Halacha, Shelo Yu Atzei Isser Nikarim. The Isser shouldn't be recognizable. Well, actually, we can't do that yet. First, we have to do Mishmar Sivkotan Yid Aleph. Achi is Batlu Barov. Okay? Third or fourth line. Mishmar Sivkotan Yid Aleph. Vida. And you should know. The Yesh Poskim HaMekilim Bidin Zebi Yoser. They're those that are lenient in this. Even if there was no wood in there to begin with, rak elu shenashu min hadekel, only the wood that fell off the tree, mutter gam kein la'arev, you're still allowed to add kosher wood to be mevatelet. V'afilim yu atzei iser nikarim la'achar erev, and even when you mix it together, you can still recognize the atzei iser, gam kein lo chashin, it's also okay. Don't dafka push the atzei iser. That would be a total muksa. We're lenient in all these different things. So again, we're using it to pull coolers out of all these different areas because the iser ends up being burnt up. Now we can go back to the previous page to the Bir Halacha, Dibar Maschil, Shelo, Yu, Atze Isini Karim. I be Mishibur Sheesh Cholkin Al Din Zeh. Right? Mishibur just told us that those that are Mekel, you don't need wood there to begin with, and even if you can recognizable, it's still okay. V'chein HaShibir HaPoskin D'Dafka V'Nafel L'Tanur Shehoyu Bo Eitzim Mikodem. Both of these points where there are Mekilim. V'Kvar Kasavnu B'Shar HaTzion that we just saw, Ois Yud Zayim. The Rashba himself wasn't sure. I'm turning the page. Next page, third line. V'ayim b'Rashba sham shekosav. So this is very interesting. Up to now, everything we discussed today and yesterday, we're talking about bittul, and it kind of sounds like regular rules of bittul. Okay, it's a derabanan, it's ikka derabanan, but we're talking about bittul. So now it sounds like this. V'ayim b'Rashba sham shekosav gan delav mitoras bittul ka'asi. Now, the Lashon HaGemara is Mevatlo. No, it's not. Well, Rav Masna's first, when he first says it, he just says, Mar Balem Eitzim Muchana Umasikan. Doesn't use the word Bito. Then the Gemara asks, Vaka Mevatlo Issa Lechatchila. And then, Dover Sheshem Matirin Lo Batl. So, Rav Masna doesn't use the word Bito, but then we're questioning from Bito. So now the Rashba wants to say maybe it's not coming from standard bittul. V'lo shayach b'shenikar, because if you could recognize the wood, it's not shayach to use the word bito. Again, the piece of pig falls into the cholent. If you could see the pig, you must take it out. It doesn't matter how small the pig is and how big the cholent is. You could see it. It's not bito. You take it out. The taste that comes out of the pig, that would you use bito, because that's not recognizable. But the piece that you see, you have to take out. So says the Rashba, here it's not bito. So what's the halachic mechanism that's allowing this? It shouldn't look like you're moving the muksa. Ayin sham. Interesting. I know what that means. I'm not allowed to move muksa even when you don't see that I'm moving the muksa. I'm not allowed to move muksa. It doesn't matter if it's nire. I don't know. I didn't see the Rashba inside. This is how the Bir Halacha brings down the Rashba. But he's bothered because the Isser is recognizable, so it's hard to use regular standard Bittel. So this is how the Rashba understands it. And now he has the Bir Halacha brings a new Mahalach. V'ayim bechemid Moshe, next line. Shekasa svara chadasha, de'ef shekol ikaro de'et, de'zed, de'mar ba'alav, v'vatlo, ein arak b'nafala tanur. This is, meaning some Rishonim, the Rush, wanted to say, this is only relevant by firewood that's going to be burnt to a crisp, and the Issa is not recognized, is not basov going to be recognizable at all. Now the Chemin Moshe says, not only is it only relevant to firewood, it's only relevant to firewood that falls into the oven. Because if we don't apply bito, so now I have muksa in my oven. Now the rule is, on yantif, if I want to get to my junk drawer, my junk cabinet, and in front of it is my wallet, I'm allowed to move the wallet, tilt the muksa, the tzarech, the ochel nefesh, to get to the food. So here I need the oven for baking. Isser felim. So, imlo nevatel, so what am I going to do about cooking and baking for yantif? Shariat tanur malei mi'atzei muksa. Uba'al korcho tzarech lefanas ha'muksa v'shil tzarech ochel nefesh. I have to move it for the ochel nefesh. And I'm allowed to move it for the ochel nefesh. V'imkei mutav she'yivata v'yafe. Ha'bin yinachel leker klal heteze. So he's saying it's not following the real rules of Bittul. It's just any way you're allowed to move it. So instead of moving it, just throw on some more wood and light the whole thing and use that to bake. Then the last two lines of the Bir Halacha. Omnam miposkim lo muchakein shreilamdu mizela kol yisurei derabanan. Many poskim, the Rashba goes and applies this to all yisurei derabanan. Tosis applies this to all yisurei derabanan. Le'inyu levato esalachal chila ayin yordea simen taritez v'chein kasav agraz de'ein lechalek bazeh. Okay, so that is Tov Kuf Zayin Sif Beis. Thank you so much for listening.